Welcome to Clue, the Coronavirus Legal Update, a podcast by the Miller Law Firm, bringing you the latest legal information related to the coronavirus and how it can impact you, your small business, or your large business in South Carolina. I'm your host, Attorney Melissa Miller, and today, attorneys for the Miller Law Firm discuss Governor Henry McMaster's latest executive order. Without further ado, let's sit down with attorneys for the Miller Law Firm to discuss our next clue. David, let's talk about the governor's latest executive order, 2020-34. What are some concerns businesses should have about this order? What does it do?
Well, the first thing to talk about is the order authorizes limited indoor dining services. Now, it doesn't go so far as to, direct how many people are allowed to be in at that time, but it does allow restaurants to open to limited indoor dining in addition to curbside pickup, outdoor dining services as previously allowed under the executive orders, and basically anything else they were able to do. Now it adds limited indoor dining.
And what are the limits to indoor dining? I know the order doesn't state it exactly, but it's, is it 50% capacity?
That's the guidance that that DHEC has come out with under their phase, what they call their phase two guidance for restaurants. Further guidance can be found on acceleratesc.gov. They have a full list, but yes, 50% of what the fire marshal's maximum capacity for the restaurant is what they recommend.
And we're going to have an upcoming podcast from the perspective of restaurants and how they feel about the order, but tell me some of the concerns you have about the order, first thoughts in reading through the order.
Well, my first thought in reading through it was that, it doesn't give a concrete limit on how many people can be in the restaurant at one time as customers. It doesn't give any, aside from the general, look at the DHEC guidelines or the CDC guidelines or whatever federal public health officials are saying, it doesn't give any guidelines on how to properly maintain social distancing or how to really do anything to combat the spread of the virus. That was my main observation from it. And then yesterday, I know the governor was talking about close contact businesses, which I believe we'll get to in a little bit, but it seems as though they're going to be allowing the restaurants and other businesses to kind of self-police, which, unless there's whistleblowers, kind of allows them the freedom to say, well, the guidelines are just that, guidelines are not actual restrictions.
So what can businesses do to protect themselves? You mentioned www.acceleratesc.org.
That's .gov.
.gov.
I would say look at the DHEC guidelines on that website and just do what you can to make sure you're following those guidelines and not put yourself in a position where you could be liable for any of the civil or even criminal penalties that are in previous orders.
Let's talk about the governor's press conference a little bit from yesterday. In that press conference, he talked about opening close contact businesses as of May 18th. And my understanding is an order has not yet been issued from the governor's office. We are monitoring the website, but close contact businesses will be able to open as of May 18th. And what is the reasoning in your mind why he's giving a week? Is he giving them a week to prepare for that opening with safety restrictions in place?
I think, you know, based on the press conference yesterday and his answer to questions, it kind of seems that way to me, that he's giving these businesses time to put everything in place, while also it kind of seems like giving some cushion if for some reason things start to, cases start to increase and deaths start to increase, where he can say, he can kind of backpedal and say, okay, we didn't expect this, so we're going to hold off a little bit longer for this to go into place. And I think that might be one of the reasons why, you know, in my own opinion, there hasn't been a new executive order.
Interesting. He almost seemed to encourage individuals to, you know, if they are harmed when entering businesses, and this is something businesses need to be concerned about, it's almost encouraging individuals to sue if they are harmed. So I think it's really important that businesses take care of themselves. The government is going to get personal protective equipment, was my understanding from the press conference yesterday, but individual businesses will not, and they will have to not only police themselves, but more importantly, protect themselves from potential suits.
Right, and that's where I think the best practices for businesses is to really try as best you can to follow the guidelines on the DHEC's website and anything else that you can find on acceleratefc.gov, just to kind of shield yourself from any potential liability. That's just best practices in the absence of any concrete definitions as to, you know, what can and can't be done.
And Dr. Bell was very clear about her recommendations in the press conference for people to maintain social distancing and to wear masks. She couldn't have been any more clear. So I think businesses need to know that while the governor has opened back up businesses, the health recommendations, the recommendations we're getting from the scientists, from the doctors, are a good guide for businesses and how they should proceed.
I agree.
You have been listening to Clue, the Coronavirus Legal Update, a podcast of the Miller Law Firm PA. This has been your host, Attorney Melissa Miller. For more information on the Miller Law Firm or to contact one of our attorneys, you may visit us at our website, www.themillerlawfirmpa.com, or call us at 864-527-0413. Thank you for listening. Until our next clue.